Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can find me, you know, anywhere that you look for podcasts. You should type in Mark Parham Podcast and my name should pop up. I mean, my bad, not my name, my podcast should pop up, but that is, you know, also my name, Mark Parham. But anyway, I've been looking at, you know, what's going on with Donald Trump and the Republican Party and the Democrats. And, you know, I think that the election in 2024, I think it's going to almost be like what happened with Richard Nixon. You remember Nixon, how Nixon won all those states against, I think it was George McGovern back in the days. I think that this is going to be a huge, huge win for Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump can go on and win, who knows, maybe 49 out of the 50 states, maybe 40 states, but it's going to be a lot of states that a lot of people didn't expect, because if you look at some of the liberal states, like the New Yorks, the New Jersey, Illinois, some of those states are, even California, some of those states are getting tired of liberal policies. They're tired of crime. They're tired of, you know, a bad economy. They're tired of this whole situation with migrants, you know, that are coming over, well, illegal immigrants that are coming across the border. And I think this is going to be a huge win for Donald Trump. And I don't see it any other way. The only way that the Republicans can lose is if, you know, Democrats do some weird stuff at the polls, because I think Donald Trump's chance of being president is very strong, considering all the crazy stuff that's happening in, you know, the Middle East and wars and conflict and just everything. I don't see any way that Joe Biden can win. And if you look at some of the minority groups in America, black people, we're tired of Joe Biden. I know some Hispanic people are tired of Joe Biden. And so I don't see a clear path for Joe Biden in 2024 this year. And again, I think that the Democrats have lost touch with a lot of Americans. I mean, it's one thing. I remember when I used to be a Democrat, the Democrats, you know, had a little bit of common sense. But I mean, now they've gone so far to the left that, you know, they're talking about wanting to censor people and censor social media, and, you know, we should do more for migrants, just stuff that does not make any sense. And, you know, when I think back, the old Democrats, they would be considered conservative compared to the Democrats right now. I've never seen the Democrat Party at such a weak point. You know, it's baffling to me. I mean, at least back in the days, Democrats had a little bit of common sense and they weren't so far to the left. I mean, some of them were liberal, but not like what we have today. I mean, stuff is just totally out of whack. And I think that a lot of people are tired of it. I mean, if you look at Chicago, you know, a lot of people, I remember in the beginning, some Democrats were saying, oh, well, these people deserve an opportunity. These people are Americans and, you know, all just crazy stuff. And now that they're finding out some of these migrants are committing crimes, that they're messing up the local economy, that they're, you know, getting in trouble with the school systems, that a lot of hospitals don't want to take them in because, you know, they are, you know, stretched with different resources and stuff like that. Now the whole, you know, sanctuary city talking point and everybody's an American, I think that is coming back to haunt a lot of Democrats. And it's sort of sad that it had to happen, but, you know, the whole utopia mindset and everybody's going to get along, that's just not going to happen. And a lot of Democrats, I don't think, can take 4 more years of Joe Biden. And even if you look at Joe Biden's age, just imagine, let's just say Joe Biden gets sick or something. Could you imagine Kamala Harris, like, taking over as president? Like, could you imagine a president Kamala Harris? The country would probably even be doing worse under her than Joe Biden. I mean, Kamala Harris would, who knows what would happen to this country. And so to prevent Kamala from ever getting into power, we should just, at least I am, I'm going to be voting for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not perfect. No other, you know, presidential candidate's been perfect, but under Donald Trump, you know, when he was president, America wasn't going through all of this turmoil. I mean, America didn't, the economy wasn't this bad. We didn't have all these conflicts and wars, and we just had some common sense. And it was so funny because I remember a lot of the Democrats saying, oh, well, if you get Donald Trump, you know, in office as president, then there's going to be wars and all this chaos, and all that stuff that they thought was going to happen under Donald Trump is happening under Joe Biden. And again, me being a black person in America, I don't see how any black person could support him, especially after some of the comments he's made in the past. And not just that, but, you know, look at what's happened to the black community since Joe Biden's been president. I mean, I don't have to say any more. And I think this is a huge, this is going to be a huge win for Donald Trump. I don't see how the Democrats are going to pull this off. I don't see how Joe Biden's going to win. I don't think there's any speeches the Democrats can make. Even, you know, I think even when Biden tried to come to the church and all this other stuff, I don't even think those old tactics of going to the black church and talking about racism, people aren't buying that anymore. Like, people, the whole, you know, everything's about race and support me because, you know, the Republicans are mean and evil. That's not going to work anymore. The whole, you know, racist Republican narrative, I mean, I think people have woken up to that because they're seeing, you know, more problems and more division under Joe Biden, none of the Democrats. I mean, they talk a big game to get elected, but they don't do anything. And we can't keep on allowing all of these illegal immigrants to come in. I mean, under, if we have four more years of Joe Biden, you know how many illegal immigrants are going to be in America? I mean, they're already flooding Texas right now with, you know, just people coming across the border and, you know, the Border Patrol agents picking up folks that they, you know, had in their custody maybe a year ago, and now they're having to find them again. And, you know, I think people are, they're getting tired of that. And so for the Democrats to win this time, they're going to, I know people got on Trump about, you know, election fraud and all this other stuff, but they're really going to have to do some real election fraud, because minorities and just people in general are tired of a weak leader and a country that's falling apart. I mean, when you turn on the news, you don't see any good stories really about anything happening right now. Just all a lot of chaos and confusion. And I think the Democrats are going to have to either do some election fraud, I mean, some real election fraud, or they're going to have to try to put Trump in prison. And if you notice, that's what they're trying to do right now. There's all these stories coming up about, well, he did this to this woman in the 1980s, and this happened, and that happened. And so, again, they're trying to throw everything in Trump's direction. I think he's been doing good so far handling everything, but they're just trying to pull out all the stops. I mean, they're bringing up people from the 1980s to say, oh, Trump did this to me, or Trump, you know, it was a bad business deal, and Trump took money from this person. And again, they highlight everything going wrong or everything that Trump did in his past. But, you know, with Biden, you know, they don't talk about the lies and the plagiarism and all the stuff that he did, you know, when he ran for president back in the day. So it's just very interesting. But again, this is going to be a very historic election. It's going to be something that's really talked about for hundreds of years. And I know people say that all the time, but this election is going to be one of the most important elections in American history. I mean, this is going to determine whether we keep on going on the path of just bad leadership, bad economy, or, you know, we actually get things going the way, you know, we had them a few years ago. And so it's going to be very interesting. I think the American people are going to make the right decision, because there's no way that this country can take Joe Biden and Kamala Harris right now, especially with all the things happening. And putting them back in office will just be a signal to the world that, you know, America is still under a weak leader. So anyway, that's just my opinion. I know I ramble sometimes, but no, that's just my perspective on, you know, the whole election with Donald Trump and the whole Trump versus Joe Biden thing. And again, 2024. And again, you can follow my podcast. I'm on, I post stuff on YouTube. I have stuff on Spotify. So again, you just type in my name anywhere you type in Mark Parham podcast, anywhere you, that you can find, you know, podcast, and I should pop up. So thanks for listening.